Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JBNB Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just like the jersey on his back, baby, it's number 73, 173, that is, brought to you by the fine folks at Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. Future sponsor, tap in with the merch, baby. JBandBennyBlueReview.com and follow us at JBandBennyBlue for all your social media needs. We're on all streaming platforms. We know it's been a couple weeks since he rocked with you, but there are big things happening, especially with the Bird Gang, JB, with the fresh cut. You know what I'm saying? Your boy's fresh off the birthday, mobbing out there in Santa Barbara, drinking wine.
Happy belated to the broski. 33 like Scottie Pippen.
Pow. Got some great love, especially from Dr. Bridges himself. FaceTime, right, you know, riding out in the 101 Nauf, heading out to the beach. You know what I mean? But we're back, man. How does it feel? We got a big announcement here in a second, but how are you feeling, sir?
I'm cool, man. Man, it's getting hot. Phoenix, man. The United States of America is in motion right now. There's a transition that's happening. We're trending up, and you know, a lot of people are indifferent about it. If you listen to old JB, you know what I'm saying, the conspirator himself, you'll hear certain things that I say, right? And I said, as soon as the COVID vaccine hit, I said, as soon as they get to a number in their head of how many people they vaccinated, then things are going to start going back to normal, right? Lady Texas just opened back up. 100%.
Oh, man. Buck wild. I
mean, it's like, honestly, to be real with you, bro, it's like, cats been doing what they want to do anyway. So, it's like, it ain't really going to be as much of a difference as people think it is. Now, with, of course, the large gatherings, you know what I'm saying, the sports events. But at the same time, America, remember this. It's at your discretion whether you want to wear a mask or not. Right? You don't have to fall victim to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to my boss the other day about it. Like, once they lift mask mandates in Arizona, I'm still going to wear a mask to work. Right?
Correct.
This is what it is. Like, I deal with too many people on a daily basis, and I'm not willing to bring none of that shit home to my kids. Just not. So, you know, until this thing is like dead in the water, yeah, I rock my mask. Shit, I've been doing it this goddamn long. What the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Shit.
Right. We know the game. We know it's not going to last forever. And look, to our Texas reviewers, you know, we got a lot of love for Texas. A lot of folks are moving to Texas, especially from L.A., so Texas is going to be changing in a lot of ways. And I mean, you know, first of all, y'all got to get past that whole fucking winter freeze shit on top of wearing a mask. So look, Texas, let's just let, you know, be diligent. Let's get to the spring. Let's let the pipes unfreeze. Let's, you know what I mean? Let's get back to, you know, get back to business in a good way. Right. And, you know, like JB said, you be smart. You just because old boy fucking ping just said you can fucking take your mask off. That man is not a scientist. Do not. You're six shooters. My man's fucking Governor Yosemite Sam. You know what I mean? You don't have to listen to that dude. I mean, do what you want, but understand that everything in life comes with consequences. All right?
Bro, be safe. Yeah, man. Yeah. Just be safe, man. Like, if you don't feel comfortable not wearing a mask, wear the fucking mask, man. Like, be safe. Be safe how you feel like you need to be safe. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, look, on a more positive note, we're going to start the show with... Man, we've been teasing this for a while, JB, and we finally got it together. We want to shout out our friends of the podcast, Potter and Family, All About the Boyds. That's the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
Hey, Beezies.
What's happening? JB, a lot of love. He's been on that show multiple times, and they will be on the show here as well, probably for the NFL draft, so make sure to tap in with them. We always share their content on our social media. And they put us on, and they got us right for this announcement. JB, what are we gonna be doing here starting next Wednesday at 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern time in the evening? Something's happening with the show.
We will be live streaming our podcast for the first time ever, right? Ever. Where we'll have fan interaction and it's gonna be a TV show, right? You guys like watching TV? Right, you've been wanting to see JB and Benny Blues. You know, if you're like me, you don't like jumping on YouTube all day. Well, if you got time, right, at 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern. If you got time to rock with us for about an hour, you're going to get to see our smiling faces, you know what I'm saying? We will be live streaming Wednesday, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern time, baby. It's finally happened. We're here now, all right?
We're here, and that's going to be on
Revolt. I promise I'll behave.
Right. You know, behave in review context. So do with that what you will, reviewers. You know how we get down. Oh, the only thing is it's going to be live and direct. So we're going to be on Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube. So whatever your platform is, that's where we're going to be. We're going to see some promo on this. Again, the first show is going to be Wednesday, March the 10th. And for our desert folks, it's going to be 7:30 your time. So that's the perfect sweet spot for you guys.
Right.
You know, show us love. We're going to have the chat
right after dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just see your face. Flip on your laptop, smartphone, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Tablet, whatever.
Right.
Desktop. Hey, holler at us, man. We're going to be talking that talk. You know what I'm saying? How we do. Ain't nothing going to change but the day and the time.
Right.
And the fact that the reviewers, Benny, this is what excites me.
Key part.
Reviewers will be able to talk to us right then and there. Right?
Yes.
So we can chop it up about what you want to talk about. We'll put a little insight on it. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know how we do. We ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? These are our opinions. We're not no big time digging in the facts type show. We're not going to hit you with a bunch of statistics. We're just bringing it to you for real. It is what it is.
Exactly. And there's going to be a live chat so you guys can tap in with the Savage Hotline chat. Again, 818-850-2804. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play that on the show. If you want to ask a question and really kind of, you know, make it known, you just want to type some shit, you want to ask a question. We got you. We got you. I'm telling you, man, we've been spending some good time about this. We've been planning it, and we're really excited because this is going to take our show to the next level. And we always, right. always want to make sure that we're engaging with you guys because you know how we get down if you like the show. But at the same time, we want to make sure you, the reviewer, has your voice heard to be a part of this show, man. Who knows? You may get to hop on the live stream real quick if you come correct. You know, you might get to fuck with us a little bit. So all of that's going to evolve.
I yes, man.
Right. Man, we're just excited to do it. So I know you heard it in JB's voice. I'm definitely hype about it. And again, the JB and Benny Review podcast is absolutely still a podcast, but is now going to be a live stream starting Wednesday, March the 10th, 7:30 Desert Time, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern Time. More info coming up. You'll see that on our socials. All right, JB, big news. Oh, Dr. Bridges, he called it, and we got to get into it. We are doing a little State of the Bird Gang free agency edition right now, and the big news coming into the desert, the source was J.J. Watt himself, 2 years, $28 million to line up on the other side from Chandler Jones. Now, just a little bit more on the contract. He's going to get $12 million to sign. The base value is $14.5 for 2021. To get to $31 million, JJ has to have 10 or more sacks in 21 and 22. Now, he hasn't had double-digit sacks in consecutive seasons since 14 and 15, but that could change. Other teams were thinking to offer maybe JJ around $12 million a year or so. Now, look. JB's going to burn on this a little bit later, but first of all, your initial thoughts of Mr. Watt joining the Bird Gang and how you think he made that decision, how that came to be.
I called it. That's my initial reaction. I called it. Right? As soon as I found out that he was getting, that him and the Texans were parting ways, I tweeted him, right? Bring your ass to the desert. This is where you belong, right? This is where you belong, right? That's on black and white. That's on Twitter. Look it up, right? It's where you belong, bro, right? It's perfect defense for you. You can wreak havoc. You got somebody on the other side who's taking up two blockers. The attention is split, right? He's a run stopper. He's hell in pass protection, pass rush. He's still a dominant defensive lineman, right? And that's what we needed. We needed one more dominant defender on the line, right? Welcome to the Valley, man. I'm glad he's here. And, you know, if you don't like it, you can kiss my ass, right? Straight up. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I don't, right? Like, we don't get no damn respect, man. And I will talk more about that later. But I'll talk a little bit about it now, right? ESPN saw that JJ signed, right? And it's still all the problems that Arizona has, right? If JJ Watt would have signed with the Dolphins, they'll be going to the Super Bowl this year, right? If JJ Watt would have signed with anybody, if he'd have signed with New England, they got quarterback woes. Well, they're good now. They're going to the Super Bowl. But since it's my bird game, my Cardinals is always going to be talking about, oh, they just not this and not that. Okay, that's cool. Cool. All right, though. The man made the decision he made. I'm glad to have him in the desert. All right. Kyle Rudolph just got cut. Cardinals, I know y'all listen to this podcast. All right. Kyle Rudolph just got cut. better try to go get that man. All right. Still one of the top 10 tight ends in the league, right? Pass catching, blocking, right? He'll be a great compliment to the guy we got now, who's decent, but he's not top tier, right? So, yeah, let's get it going, right? As far as everything else, as far as the Bird Gang free agency, it's like, I don't know, Benny, because to me, we don't have that many holes to fill, right? We got some internal self-evaluating to do.
Sure, we talking right? about this.
We don't have a lot of holes to fill. Now, offensive line-wise, yeah, we got a couple things to seal up. We can get a couple nice young offensive line. I think we got a couple people that are not playing position that they should be playing. So, I mean, we seal those things up and have, you know, not have Kyler running for his life. Cliff Kingsbury is going to go to the top of Superstition Mountain and join the league of the league of shadows, sniff the blue flower, and he's gonna come back a better play caller, right? Because that's the problem, right? Vance Joseph progressed as a defensive play caller through the season. Towards the end of the year, he was more consistent. We kind of knew what he was gonna do. Cliff, fourth quarter comes, trash, yeah. Right? Trash, right? Balls go up in his stomach. He starts calling the weirdest crap ever, right? It's like when the game gets close, he calls the weirdest plays ever. It's like he chokes. Again, internal evaluations need to happen, right? Cliff needs to look at himself and say, I need to be a better play caller, right? Do we need to bring in another top gigantic free agent? No, we don't. We got great pieces right now, right? Really great pieces, really good receivers. We got good young tight end. Running back wise, I mean, Kenyon, if he want to stay, I mean, we know what he's capable of. You know what I'm saying? So I really can't speak on that. I don't think we need to change anything. I really don't think we need to change nothing. Right? Do we need to bring or maybe draft another young dynamic running back? Yeah, I think so, just in case one of them get hurt. And now we got, you know, three that we can rotate through, right? I mean, Chase Edmonds, keep him healthy. You know what I'm saying? He's still strong. He's dynamic in the pass game. I love that kid in the pass game. From his blocking to his pass catching, right? He's dynamic as hell. His route running down the field. Crazy, right? We don't need much. We don't, right? We just don't.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what's interesting, I think that's why you saw kind of that initial ESPN BS and other outlets, you know how they do, they pile on. Because, you know, the thinking was, oh, home run, JJ's going back to Wisconsin, he's going back to Green Bay, they're ready to contend now. Or Buffalo, same shit, man, really fill out some playmakers on defense, they're ready to win now. And I think people kind of got caught up in the salary because of what Arizona offered him. But you got to remember, like you said, you know, Arizona, albeit with the division that they're in, you know, it's a possibility they can make that leap. Because you mentioned Vance Joseph, and the reviewers, especially our Berggang reviewers, know a lot of that defense evolved and performed without Chandler Jones. Chandler Jones barely played any of the season. And that
Chandler
that
Jones got hurt.
Concern.
I think Chandler Jones got hurt, I think, fifth game of the season, sixth maybe. But he was out for the rest of the year. So, yeah this is – you can do a lot when you have a strong defensive line behind it, right? You can do a lot behind that defensive line. So, again, the attention shifts now, right, to both sides of the line because you got JJ on one side and you got Chandler on the other side. What you going to do, right? They must try to put Chandler and JJ on the inside, like on a different type package, and you are done, right? they abusing guards, right? So it's like, yeah, that was a hell of a move, man, by Steve Keim, right? Great. He, again, this is the second year where he's just really starting to just pay dividends as a GM. He's like, you know what? I need to go get this dude. We need to figure out how to get this dude here, right? Because we gotta seal up this, right?
Yeah.
Our defensive backfield, everybody's like, oh, no, not really. They got put in some real bad situations last year, right? Patrick, is he going to stay? Who knows, right? Who knows? Right. There was a report out, you know what I'm saying, to say he was gone. And, people asked me on Twitter, like, how do you feel about it? I'm like, listen, and I'll say it here so everybody can hear. Patrick Peterson is older, right? He's not done. So as you get older, skill sets change. Strengths and weaknesses change. That's every player that's ever played any sport, ever, right? So please stop saying that my little brother is done, because he's not done. He got put in some bad situations. You ask that man in his 10th year to cover man-to-man 70% of the season? Come on, man. Like that's torture, bro. Deion wasn't doing it. You know what I'm saying? What's my man name that played for the Redskins? Green was his last name. He was like the fastest damn cornerback or DB in the league forever. I think his last name is Green. Daryl Green?
Maybe? I'm trying to think you're talking about.
Yeah, I think his name is Daryl Green. He played for like 17 years. Wasn't coming man to man every play. Like,
right.
Just ain't happening, man. Aeneas Williams plays when he was older. He wasn't coming man to man every play. Right. Revis, you know what I'm saying? It was a knock on Revis. He got older and he lost his step. Oh, he can't cover man to man no more. So, right? So, damn.
Right.
Like, the man that put it into work, Benny. Like,
yeah. And if he's cat friendly, you know, you never know what can happen. And you mentioned Steve Keim, JB. Looks like the Cardinals are going to be about 9.5 under the cap after the JJ deal. So, I mean, look, GM Bridges, if you're in the room with old Steve, you had a couple boy bins, you got the Uber back to the facility so he wouldn't drive, all right? And you're in there looking at the big board. What are we talking about? Where are you using the rest of everybody else is paid up? Kyle's still on the rookie contract, you got D-Hop, all that shit, right? Now, about $9.5 million, where are you putting that money to fill out the rest of this roster? What do you think?
I want to bring in another cornerback, right? Preferably somebody who's fresh off his rookie deal, who people are like, okay, he had a decent years, but we're not going to give him no big-time money. All we need is solid, right? All you need is solid. That's it, right? You got Kirkpatrick on the other side. I mean, we still got the kid, Alfred. He probably get cut because he's been hurt the whole time he's been here. But we got another young cornerback that we brought in, right? We got guys that can play on the edge, right? And then Pat's still in the mix because, I mean, he's still here, right? So we got people that can play on the edge, right? My concern is, what are we going to do with Byron Murphy and Buda Baker, right? Because rightfully, Byron Murphy should play safety. Be honest with you. Like, little nephew should play safety. He's big enough, strong enough, fast enough, physical enough to play down by the line of scrimmage. He's smart enough to be able to run sideline to sideline and cover ground to get to those balls and get the help, you know what I'm saying, when they're playing twos and threes in the defensive backfield. And then Buda, they're just interchangeable, right? So you never know what 32 and 33 are going to be. That's kind of got to be their thing, right? And then we got the other kid, Thompson, who can play safety. So we're pretty good at defensive back now. But I say bring in a decent, not super top tier, but a decent, durable cornerback who can play on the edge a decent percent of the time, right? Man to man, if that's what you want to play. with J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones in front of that damn defensive backfield, you can play man if you want to, right? Because it ain't going to be no covering the receiver for 9 seconds. Thump got to shake, right? Thump got to shake because them boys coming for that quarterback head. You got about 4 seconds to get that ball out your hand, but somebody get their ass whooped. And one of them going to be humping on your quarterback. So,
right.
Yeah, solid cornerback. Again, either draft a younger running back, right, or bring in a veteran free agent running back, right? Somebody who can do it all, right? You know, that's not super expensive. And we need one quality offensive lineman, right? We do. I mean, Mason is what, playing? He was playing center last year most of the year, right? So we got Mason at center, Sweezy, retire. All right, just hang it up, buddy. You've been doing it for about 12 years. You've been, hey, good run, baby. Good journey. We appreciate the services. Get up out of here. Who else we got? We got the kid, the older cat from New York. What's his name? The guard. He's still decent. He's kind of hurt in and out, you know what I'm saying? In and out, hurt, in and out. But he's a solid player, and he's younger. He's young old, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's probably in like his eighth year maybe, right? Cool, we'll keep that. But we need another guard center type, DJ Humphries. Oh, and we need another tackle. That's what we need, right? We got Beecham over there, right? And then Gilbert, which, no, of course, he's not coming back this year. But, yeah, we need a right tackle, right? We need a true right tackle. And that kid from Oregon might be sitting there based on the flow. I don't even know. When are we picking the draft?
I think it's in the mid-teens, if I'm not mistaken.
So we're running the mill. That kid still might be there, right? Cincinnati has a higher pick, and they're kind of projected to pick him. Either way it goes, there's a couple of decent tackles. We're looking for solid guard/tackle type, solid. And DJ Humphries needs to get his fucking act together. We pay him too much money, right? He's either going to become a cap casualty or he's going to get right, right? Because if I'm the GM at the end of this year or midway through the season by the trade deadline, DJ Humphries there might be on a train, a plane, an automobile getting up out of here.
Right.
This dude ain't paid dividends yet. I don't know why they paid him. I really don't. I get it. I understand that they're trying to hold on to guys they drafted, but buddy, I mean, he ain't. If it ain't the bad play, it's the mental stuff, right? So, there's guys out there that can do it right that are cheaper. So, defensive back, maybe a skilled guy, running back slot receiver.
Son Reddick's up too.
Son Reddick, you know what I'm saying? He'll get a little tender or something. He's not big market, big money market. You know what I'm saying? He's just not. He's solid. I don't think he wants to go anywhere, right? So, just because he had a hell of a season, man, like, and everybody's saying the same thing. Like, man, yeah, what? What do you have? 15 sacks?
That's great. He led the team in sacks.
But that's the first year you had like that. And you were a first round draft pick, so
right.
Yeah, ain't no big money finna come your way, though. Not like thinking. Not like talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So they can't really do the whole like comparison thing. Like, oh, such and such got paid. This guy got drafted at this slot last year. Like, that's how they do a lot of contracts. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you knew it or not. This guy got drafted in this slot the year before, and he's making this now, so my guy should be kind of making this now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the first time he's really just shined. So they probably tender him. Hey, they might franchise him. You know what I'm saying? Do have a tag. You know what I'm saying? They might franchise just to keep him for 1 year. Because the franchise, he's outside linebacker. Franchise probably be like 12.5. You know what I'm saying? So very well could franchise him to keep him. Because, of course, he's lighting the bottle now. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to respect him. So, yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Again, we need self-healing. We need self-healing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The things I heard at the end of the year were disturbing to me about Hop and how he was kind of questioning Cliff's, you know what I'm saying, leadership and so on and so forth and play calling. So those things are disturbing to me because they'll tear a team apart. Can't have it.
Right. There it is. State of the Bird Gang. JJ coming to the desert. Some other moves coming to fill out the roster. We will see what happens. New league year coming up. Less than a couple weeks, and a lot of things moving and shaking for all 32 teams in the NFL. But when we come back, we're finally gonna roll out a segment that we've been wanting to do, and you're gonna see us a lot more in the live stream. This is the time of year when cats, right before that league comes over and they're about to hit that check, not so fast, my friend. A team might cut your ass. JB knows how that feels from his travels in the league. He's gonna share one of his JB's true NFL stories. And he's going to boing a little bit, as he alluded to, on this JJ Watt situation here at the end of the show. All that and more coming up. This is the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. We'll be right back, bitches. Yeah. Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue. And damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months. So wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code FREESHIPPING at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at Trends Collab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Episode 173, JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. Appreciate you rocking with us. Again, first time listening, tapping with us, subscribe. We're on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review and rating that helps us get seen by more savages like yourself. And follow us on social media, man, at JB and Benny Blue. If you missed it, the big announcement, live stream of the show coming starting Wednesday, March the 10th, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern every Wednesday. Unless subject to change, but you can expect it at least for the near future on Wednesdays. You can be able to tap it with us. Savage Hotline chat. It's going to be great, man. Live show. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. Special guest. All that fun shit. And look, man, we alluded to before the break. You know, it's that time of year. Cats are getting released. You're on that 3-year deal. Damn, they cut me after one. What the fuck? What gives? And a lot of people don't really understand like how these contracts work. Hell, even some specifics I even learned a little bit more about today, even though I had a pretty good handle on how these contracts work. And they're basically designed to look flashy up front, but there's a lot of red tape and a lot of things that goes into it to earn all the money that you see on the headlines. And Dr. Bridges knows a thing or two about getting to a team, getting drafted, being excited, and it's not working out. And he's going to deliver a quick story on how that feels and how he bounced back on a first edition. I can't even believe this. First edition of JB's true NFL stories. All right, sir. What happened to you? Take it away.
Well, for the reviewers that don't know me, I got drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, 185th pick overall in the 2003 draft. Was a high projected offensive tackle, you know what I'm saying, fell based on speculation of an injury, right?
Thanks,
so
Mel
I got
Kiper.
Drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles, huh?
But thanks, Mel Kiper.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So got drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Shout out to Andy Reid, wonderful dude. And my agent at the time, Buzz Cook, right? So first year, played with the Eagles. Didn't play much. I got dressed for a couple games. Typical, you know what I'm saying? Red shirt, freshman, rookie, NFL year, right? Second year around. Now, mind you, I had some bonehead incidents that had happened during the course of my rookie year. So, young, partying, you know what I'm saying? Bad time management, all those things. But the play, right, speaks for itself. The work on the field is what it is, right? But this is about being a professional. And I hadn't too much grasped that concept yet. So the first time I got released, my life, was with the Philadelphia Eagles after my second camp. Now I'm a rookie with them, got drafted, made the team. Everybody thinks, like Benny was kind of saying earlier, that you're guaranteed 3 years. It's not true, right? It's not true. It's not true at all. You have to earn every year, right? That you're a rookie in the sixth round. Now, if I'd have got drafted in the fourth, third, I mean, those two are even kind of iffy, but second or first, of course, those are the stick rounds, right? You're going to pretty much be around for 2 years, at least, right? So after my second camp, which, I mean, I did everything right, right? As far as football-wise, right? But I had this, you know, this clouds lingering over my head from the stupid things that I did as a first-year slash rookie player. So, went through camp in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right? Shout out to Lehigh University. Went through camp. Anytime there was reps to be split with the ones, I was the one taking it, right? I remember they had drafted Sean Andrews, a kid from Arkansas. He's weird ass, right? Guard slash tackle. I remember that. But anytime there with the tackles, John and Trey would get hurt or go out, I was the one subbing in between me and Artis Hicks, right? So I'm basically the third offensive lineman. All right, I'm in there, stuck. Right? I'm thinking I got it because I did everything right. So comes down to the last cut. Don't know why your team think I'm getting cut, right? I'm at a barbecue, right, in New Jersey. I want to say I was at Brian Westbrook's house, right?
Wow.
And I get a phone call on my cell phone and the Pennsylvania number. I answer it. It's like, yo, this is so-and-so from Philadelphia Eagles. You know, Coach Reed wants you to bring in your playbook. We're going to release you. I'm like, oh, what? Like, so I left. I didn't tell nobody, right? I hopped in my truck, went over to the facility, turned my playbook in, right? And I went the next morning. I didn't even go that same day. So I went home. I was disgusted. I was upset. Cried a little bit because I was like, damn, I worked so hard for this shit. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm cut. Now what? Now what? What am I going to do now? I didn't understand the waiver system and how somebody could pick you up in 24 hours and yada, yada, yada. And just, you know. So I went home and prayed, right? All I know to do, pray, right? So prayed about it, woke up next morning, went and took my playbook in early that morning. And Andy Reid told me to my face, he said, man, you know, you were just not ready to be a professional athlete. He was like, you know, you made some bonehead mistakes, and he was like, came down to numbers, and, you know, based on your behavior, we decided to go with someone else. He said, you're a hell of a player, and you're going to be a hell of a player in the NFL. He said, you know, your camp, you had a great camp. He was like, you're just not going to be a hell of a player here, right? He said, I'll make any phone calls I need to make for you. He said, I'll vouch for you. He said, you're going to be a good one. He said, you just got to grow up. And that was that. But those words were big time to me, right? So then I came out here to Arizona. Well, Denny Green, the late great Denny Green, called shortly after I got home, right, to my condo in Jersey. And I'm like, what am I gonna do now? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm thinking about the worst. Phone rings, the Arizona number. 602, tell it this. Denny Green, scratchy voice. Jerry Bridges. Yes, sir. Coach Denny Green, Arizona Cardinals. I'm like, damn. Hey, what's up? He was like, you ever been to the desert? I said, no, my favorite basketball team's out there. He said, well, you'll get to watch them play. He was like, we're going to bring you in. We're going to sign you. Next morning, I flew out and went to Phoenix, and the rest is history. Not the last time I got cut, but that was the first time I got cut. It's a humbling experience. Really is. Very humbling experience. It's terrifying because, again, you don't really understand these terms, you don't understand how things go, you don't understand what happens next, right? So, yeah, it was rough, but we got to do it.
Now, look, that's a great story, and obviously, you know, early in our friendship, you know, I was aware of that story, but let me ask you a couple questions about this round. I don't think I have. Number one, what time of year? What did this happen? And then number two, how did it work with the contract when Denny actually brought you into Arizona? That when it happened that first time, obviously.
But this is right after my second camp, right?
So this is in the summer.
This is summer camp. This is in August, right? Wow. September, whatever. It was
That's
the last
crazy
cut.
They cut you then.
It was the last cut. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, so, matter of fact, I got cut after the last cut. Right, that's what it was. That's why I was so crazy, because I was at a barbecue celebrating, because I was like, "We cool."
I didn't get the call. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Right?
Wow. So
you can get cut within those first. You can get cut whenever, but that last cut is just for the media, right? You can still in the last 3 or 4 days before that season, for game week starts, you can still get cut.
Wow.
So. Well, so you asked me, the contract. See, the way it goes is that when a team picks you up off waivers, they just pick up the same contract that you
right.
had.
Because it's your rookie scale, right?
Yeah, which is standard.
Yeah, okay.
Based on, you know what I'm saying, like I told you, like who got drafted before in that slot, what they're making. So that's basically what I was making, you know what I'm saying? And they just picked up that contract.
Right. Okay. So back then, I mean, you already know, you still were in the era when they were giving cats way too much money up front on especially in the first round before they changed the rookie scale and the rookie contract. Right. So, like, what were you – so how many years left did you have on your rookie deal? Was it, like, 3 or 4?
So that year – the rookie deal is 3 years, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
This was the second year, my second year in the league. So I had this year and then the year after that. So that was the 04 season, and I went into the 05 season. But I got cut, like, twice. like in the beginning of the 05 season, I got cut, like, twice. I ain't brought back, cut and brought back, cut, but it was horrible. So that's a different story for a different day. But, yeah, that's what happened.
Man, that's wild. Well, look at that. You got some insight, reviewers, and we got more. We got more of that. As much as JB is willing and able to put it out there, statute of limitations have expired, I trust.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I was telling Benny when he first brought it to me, reviewers in our padded production meeting, I was like, I'm trying to think what story I can tell not get nobody in trouble.
Right.
We got stories, man. We got stories.
Yeah. And that was dope. That was dope that, you know, Andy was, you know, Andy didn't give you lip service. He was solid. Like, look, bro, like, you're talented. You're a wild boy right now, so it's not going to work, but I'll vouch. And I'm guessing Denny probably talked to him at some point before he made that call.
Oh, yeah, of course. But see, the thing about it was Denny had a team full of, you know, Denny was known for taking on the bad boys. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
So he, you know, and when I got to Arizona, it wasn't no. When I first got here, it was no role models of, like, professionalism. Because Emmett was even here, and he's a fucking goofball, right? Like, an old goofball. He said it talking about how shit was back in the day.
Right. He was at the tail end, yeah. Yep.
Right. But he was still productive, you know what I'm saying? He was just, he, you know, been in the league, damn near shit. It's like it's 16, 17 years of shit. So,
yeah,
motherfucker been in the league forever. So, it wasn't really no veteran leadership. We was wild as hell. We was young, a younger team. We was wild. I mean, shit, even the vets that was on that team was wild as hell.
Another story for another day. That's a good start. You're going to see that. You're going to see this clip. We're going to clip this for the YouTube so you can keep up with this series and this segment. And finally, Jay, before we get on out of here, you touched on it with JJ, but you know, you always wanted to cut a promo on the BS. From the Alphabet Networks, saying stupid shit about, quite frankly, stuff that they don't really know what they're talking about. So burn for a minute. Let the folks know what you want to burn on real quick.
So the first take with Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith. Right, I'm warming up on a fan bike in the gym, getting ready for my workout. I tweeted this guy. You follow me, you know me, BIG on Twitter. The hot take is, do you believe J.J. Watt on why he chose the Cardinals? What does it matter? What do you care? What is it going to change? Like, come on, ESPN. Like, I saw that, and it, like, made my stomach sick. I'm like, what am I looking at? I looked at it for 5 minutes, and it kept going back and forth, and it come back. So finally, I took the picture. Like, I can't believe what I'm looking at. Like, is this what y'all come to? This is all y'all have to talk about? Do you believe why he made the decision? What do you care? That's that man's business. That's his business. He could have went anywhere.
Right.
Right?
He could go to Jacksonville or some shit just to start over and cash a check. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he didn't go to – exactly, Benny. He didn't go take no large amount of money to go to no whack-ass team to be their savior. He came to a team that's talented, that's missing a couple pieces, because him and a friend of his, old Hop, right, DeAndre Hopkins, who they both got drafted the same year, both played for the Texans their whole career until they left. And when they left, both of them just happened to come here, right? Trying to build something. And I admire him for that. Because, I mean, Green Bay, like we talked about in our patent production meeting, right? Green Bay, what we talked about earlier. Green Bay, Buffalo, them teams, both playoff contenders, right? Both these teams went deep into the play. Hell, both of them lost in the AFC and NFC championship. Come on, man. He chose the Bird game. He chose the BG. He chose AZ. He chose the Valley, right? He made that decision for him and his family. He didn't make it for you, Stephen A. Smith. He didn't make it for you, Max Keller.
Right.
Right? And whether he made the damn decision because he likes Kyler Murray or what, I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. It don't matter. Right. Shit don't matter. It don't matter why he chose what he chose. He grown. And he good. I think he chose, honestly, to be real, because of the incentive. 10-plus sacks, that's something to work for, right? Because as you stated earlier, he hasn't had double-digit sacks in the last couple years. So you get an incentive if you get double-digit sacks. You kind of proving something to yourself because you wondering if you still got it, right? Can I play a whole season and be healthy, right? Can I get 10-plus sacks this year? You know what? We finna see. That sounds more like it as opposed to do you question why he? What?
Yeah.
Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb.
Right. And it's not as simple as, oh, well, they're that close. They're gonna be ready. You know, the money matters. The incentives matter. The schemes matter. And as history shows, as JB knows, talk about every year, there are teams that were in the championship rounds that don't even make the playoffs the next year.
Right.
So AZ's on the rise. If I'm not mistaken, his wife is also a professional athlete. I'm pretty sure he works out there in the offseason. And there are a lot of good reasons for him to choose the Bird Gang beyond, oh, well, he's taking the money. J.J. Watt does not need the damn money at this point.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
Man, got
right?
paid in Houston. So.
Yeah, he ain't going to work for free, but he doesn't
and he's still getting paid by Houston.
Right. For the
there was a big G behind that money. There's a huge G behind that money. So he's still getting paid by the Texans. So I don't really think that compensation was the biggest part of his decision. It wasn't a huge factor in his decision, right? It wasn't, because he don't need the damn money. If this would have been his first big payday, he probably would have went to a Buffalo or a Green Bay, who was going to throw the fucking sink at him, right?
Yep.
Trying to build something, saying, I see potential in this team. I like the scheme. I'm going to be across. I'm going to be a bookend to the only person that's got double, like, that's got as many sacks as me. I forgot the stat, right? It was 15, 2,
yeah,
and
like
17.
Top three. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Kim and Chandler, like, mm-hmm. What? Like, it's either something like in the last 2 years or some shit like that. Like,
yep.
Exactly. Right? Who you going to double team? Pick your poison. So the compliment, you know what I'm saying? The complimentary factor that Chandler Jones is right there with him. Both coming off injury. Both just finna be fucking crazy lunatics on that field. Those are factors that got him to come to the desert. And the fact that, you know, living ain't bad out here. It's really not.
get your air purifiers, make sure the AC works. You know,
that's it.
You'll be straight.
Hey, look, life hacks, just get your AC checked about now, right?
Yeah.
Because in about a month and a half, it's going to be hot in a bitch. Mm-hmm. About this bitch, right?
Right.
Better know that.
Bam. Well, there it is. We've set it all for this episode, but JB, any final thoughts for the viewers before we get on up out of here and join them next time for a live stream? Ooh.
No, I was about to say it, brother. Hey, next time y'all see us, it'll be live. Right, Wednesday, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Holla at us. Follow us on social media. All right, we have our individual Twitters. All right, at Benny Blue. What is yours? At Benny Blue. That's it, right?
At Benny Blue Eyes. Pop, pop, pop.
At Benny Blue Eyes. Right. At Benny Blue Eyes. At You Know Me BIG. That's the letter UKNOMEBIG. Follow us on our social media at JB and Blue. Review, that's Twitter, IG, Facebook, all right, TikTok, motherfucking Black Planet, you know what I'm saying? MySpace, we in there, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, all right? Christian Mingle.
I really hope someone made an at JB and Benny Blue fucking Christian Mingle. Farmers only, goddammit.
Farmers only. I go on Farmers only. Them girls be thick, you know what I mean?
Tap in with us, man, at JB and Benny Blue on all social media, jbandbennybluereview.com. Tap in with our YouTube channel, subscribe. We're dropping reaction videos, goddamn hog talk. We got the whole shit, full episodes, episode clips, all that shit, man. We got it all up there. And, you know, link up with us, however you have to link up with us, and make sure check out the live stream starting next Wednesday, March the 10th, and on Wednesdays thereafter. We appreciate the love. Till next time, this has been episode 173, the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. We out, bitches. Peace.